Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That's Jimmy Barnes. You can't judge a book by its cover. It's probably about as country as he gets on 1FM live and local at 22 to 8. And that's because my next guest is Bronwyn Cole from Goulburn Valley Regional Library. Good morning, Bronwyn. Good
morning.
You had your toes tapping to that one?
I was dancing around the studio.
Get people going on this cold morning.
Oh, we need to.
Yes, we do. You've got lots to tell us about this morning. But this story of a POW survivor, which has been written by Pamela Wells, has been coming up a number of times with my correspondents. I had a bit of a history lesson on it last week from our local historian, John Gribben. But Pamela Wells is going to be talking about her book.
She is. Now, you might remember that last time I did mention she was coming. She's actually just finished a visit in Tatura, and it was so amazingly successful that we asked her if she could also speak in Numurkha. So if you're around Tuesday, July 26th at 2, head to Numurkha because she's an amazing speaker and it's a fabulous story.
So The Tiger Has Many Lives, the story of Rod Wells. Was that her husband?
It was, yes.
Right. So
she did a lot of interviews over the time when he was alive. He has since passed. She did a lot of research using war correspondent, all sorts of different techniques, and she's put all that together into a book.
So it's a remarkable tale of determination, endurance and survival in World War II. Had a passion for wireless technology and served in Malaya and Singapore. But his nightmare began in 1942 when Singapore fell to the Japanese. Allied forces surrendered and he became a prisoner of war and went to the notorious Sandakan.
Yeah. Now, I will say the book does contain some details about torture. So if you are a little bit concerned about that, just be aware that it's there. But from a historic point of view, it's a very important book. So, yeah.
Yeah, he grew up here. He grew up at Durrangyle. Had an distinguished career as a scientist.
And moved back down here.
So. Yeah, active in Shepparton Legacy, Rushworth, RSL, and so forth. So, good local story.
Yeah, yep.
And that is, as you say, Tuesday, July 26th at Numurkha Library at 2 p.m. So people need to, of course, call 1300 374 765 if they'd like to book in, but we'll remind them again of that number.
Yeah, look, we like to know you're coming. We'll still be surprised to see you and pleased, but if we know you're coming, then we have all the comfy chairs out.
Excellent. Now, I'm a vegetarian, not a vegan, but this lady who's written a vegan cookbook is creating a bit of a splash, isn't she?
Absolutely. Look, she also visited, Betty also visited Tat a couple of months back. Now, she's coming back to the area. Betty's going to visit Euroa for a lunch visit and then Shepparton for an evening visit on July 14th. Now, I heard you say you're vegetarian, not vegan, but my mum, who's a big meat eater, absolutely loves the pea soup recipe that is in the book. So the book is for everybody. So.
What's the cookbook author's name?
Betty Chitkuti. I'm really sorry. It's a difficult surname for me.
Okay, Betty C. Betty C, the vegan cookbook lady. And what date is that again?
So July 14th, Bastille Day, but we're not having a French theme, do apologise. So she'll be in Euroa at noon and we're offering lunch with it. And if you head into Shep at 6 p.m, once again, you'll get an evening meal with it, just a light evening meal. And once again, please let us know you're coming so that we've got enough food and enough chairs and everything out.
So this is next Thursday.
It is.
And you've got some things happening for NAIDOC Week this week.
We do. So we've got quite a lot happening for NAIDOC Week. Because the kids are still out on school holidays, if you've got the kids at the moment, you can take them to a variety of our branches and they'll get to do some rock painting. And there's this game they play with tops. They design the tops and then they play them. So there's that happening all over the place. Just have a chat at your local branch. But I did want to highlight a couple of other pieces that are more in the grown-up space. One is this Friday at the Shepparton Library. We're having a morning tea and we're going to have some guest speakers. One of them is Councillor Greg James. And then we're also going to have a couple of the ASH students come and tell us about their experience. We also have, across our the Goulburn Valley Libraries Network, we're playing the film The Sapphires, which is a fabulous film. If you haven't seen it, you absolutely have
to. I actually haven't. I'm embarrassed if I haven't. I keep meaning to.
Oh, you so have to. It's just amazing.
And obviously got a lot of links with the local Yorta Yorta people.
Yeah, yeah. So it is the story of four Yorta Yorta women. So it's not just a story that's appropriate for NAIDOC Week. It's a local story. So very important. But contact your local library to find out what time they're airing it. Now, we are airing it at Cobram, Nathalia, Numurkah, Shepparton and Euroa. Now, Euroa have gone one step further. They've decided to have a bit of a mini film festival. So they're having not just the Sapphires, they're having Deadly Yarns 2 and 3, and they're airing them on different days. So, look, just have a chat to your local branch and see what time things are on.
So it's a free screening?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Anything else you need to highlight about NAIDOC Week?
No, look, I think I could sit here and list everything off, but I think it would take the full time slot.
Just check your local library?
Yeah, exactly.
We wanted to talk about audiobooks this week.
I did. I wanted to talk to you about, look, sometimes you've got something else going on, like you're cooking or you're out in the garden or whatever else you've got going on, or, you know, your eyes just get a bit tired. So what I would want to talk to you about was the fact that we've got lots of audiobooks on CDs that you could borrow at the libraries. Now, when you head in, don't forget, it's not just the huge range that you'll have in your local branch. If the book you're looking for isn't there on audiobook, go and speak to one of the staff members. If it's available anywhere else in the Goulburn Valley Network or anywhere else in Victoria, we can get it in for you, okay?
So pretty much if it's a, you know, a well-known book, you'd be able to get it if
you don't have
it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So it is a great way to, you know, perhaps you don't have enough, as you say, you're doing other things, you don't have enough time to actually just sit there and read. Yeah, you could be vacuuming, you could be driving on a big road trip.
I like to listen to audiobooks while I'm driving, actually. We even when we go away as a couple, we whack an audiobook in. And
so you've got a lot of CDs. Not everyone has a CD player anymore, of course.
No. We also have heaps of e-audiobooks. So many people have heard of e-books, where you can read on your Kindle or your tablet or whatever it is that you use, your phone. There's also e-audiobooks. So you download it straight onto your phone, put your headphones in, or you can just listen to it through whatever speaker you usually use with your phone, and off you go. And you can actually do that from home. You don't need to come into the branch. If it's the first time you've done it, feel free to come in and have a chat to a staff member and they can walk you through the process. But yeah, you can do that all from home. Don't even have to come in.
Fantastic. And this is all free, because a lot of people do have a lot of, you know, different audiobook subscription services, and they cost quite a bit of money. So
yep. So the library offers, you can borrow books for free, you can borrow e-books for free, our activities are free. So all these, the screening of the movies, morning teas and afternoons, and our craft time, everything's free. And you may not realise, but we've got quite a huge collection of DVDs, and also we have a free streaming service called Canopy, which is movies that you can just stream from home. You really don't need to be paying for streaming services or audiobook services.
Fantastic to know, Bronwyn. Thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today. I'm sure we'll see you again, and we'll catch up on what is happening at all the different libraries.
I'm looking forward to it.
Libraries. Thanks, Bronwyn. Have a great day.
Bye. Hear what they said on the radio?
No, I missed it.
Nah, I had to take the dog for a walk.
I was at work.
I was helping with a sausage sizzle.
Catch the latest news updates, listen to podcasts, join us live with the Community Radio Plus app.
Hear what they said on
the radio? Yeah, I was listening.
I was listening in the car.
Yeah, I was listening on my phone.
On the radio?
Yeah, I was listening to it on my smart speakers when I got home.
Whatever you're doing, take us with you. Community Radio Plus, your home of community radio. Download from the App Store or Google Play.
Tax time is fast approaching, and now is the time to talk to your tax and accounting specialist to ensure that you are in the best position you can be heading into the end of financial year. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that your savings are being maximised? Call SDP Tax to find out today. SDP Tax are so confident in their ability to save you money, they offer a maximum savings guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest tax savings possible. Don't delay, call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. That's 1300 346 829.
1FM sponsor.
Honey, I thought you rang the TV guy and got the reception fixed.
I've tried three times, but they never return my calls.
Did you try Jason's TV? A mate at work had them around last week and they came and sorted their problems straight away.
Okay, I'll give them a call now.
Yes! Thanks for calling Jason's TV. They did a great job.
Call Jason's TV now. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
At Outback Properties, we know that buying and selling real estate can be a stressful process. Are you satisfied with your current agents? At Outback Properties, we ensure that both the vendor and buyer enjoys their real estate journey by providing a tailored service that is completely stress-free right from the very first inquiry through to settlement. Specialising in properties for agricultural business, commercial and residential development, we have properties and clients right across the Goulburn Murray region and beyond. Visit our new website at outbackproperties.com.au. Outback Properties, where understanding real estate is our business.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.